Kill Radio. Hey, sorry about that. Dr. Groovy here on Kill Radio. Frequency and Phrenology here for your listening pleasure. 4:30 to 6 p.m. There you go.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose.
Hey, good luck to Meg White, who is having some troubles right now, such that the White Stripes had to cancel their upcoming concerts for the rest of the tour and some of the British tour dates. So I hope that Meg takes care of herself and feels better very soon. Mars Volta.
Save us if I don't die young. Come on, come on. They want to make sure my casket's closed. Rap critics to save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your Zapatos, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you could kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a shit. So, rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ads. Fuckers, I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Year's 94 and my trunk is raw. And my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. I got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I get some more? Well, you was doing 55 and 54. Losses of registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit, bit? My glove compartment is locked, so is the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp's attack? You some type of law or something, somebody talking something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit. Enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Thank you. He invites this girl. He leaves me instant. With fears that are not fears, but petals of ecstasy.
Hello, everybody. Now that we're all here together and I've given you some time to get yourself settled into your comfy love seat, here we are with Frequency and Phrenology once again with Dr. Groovy. Hello. On killradio.org, your friendly neighborhood web internet style radio. And I hope you all are having a nice day. It's a nice day in Los Angeles. And I know that there's lots of stuff going on in different kinds of arenas. So if you have something you want to tell me about, go ahead and give me a call at 213-252-0998. 213-252-0998. And as you know, Kill Radio is a collective. And all the DJs that have a show here contribute towards making this place work. So we have dues that we pay every month, and we all have certain jobs that we do, that kind of a thing. But it can help out too if you want to donate to our cause. Then you can just go to our website to the left side where it says donate and give us a little monetary aid. And if you want to get something back for it, we have fundraisers. And tomorrow at Lost Souls Cafe downtown, we will be having the newest installment of the Hear Hear fundraisers. So Hear Hear is one of our shows that has changed its time slot to 2 to 4 p.m. on Mondays. And it showcases new musical groups and whatnot that send us their music by whatever way they send in music, be it CD or MP3 or whatever. And Mark and John of Hear Hear play it on their show, and then once a month have a show, a live show, with a couple of the bands. So it's a $5 donation at the door if you'd like to join us at 124 West 4th Street, downtown, 90017. 124 West is in between, I believe it is Main and Spring. Okay. And you can be, it will start at 6 p.m. And I'm not seeing who's actually playing. So let me see if I can figure out who's playing. Oh, here we go. Erica Rose and the Ellipsises, it looks like. Skyscraper Frontier, Daniel Person, Chase Frank, and Eject will be the acts that you can hear. Las Souls is a really chill place, good place to hang out. Hello! Hello! Woo! It's like, you know, you gotta be a, kind of like a dog when the fire engines go by. All right, so yeah, so join me. I'll be there tomorrow with Mark and John if you're here, and lots of great bands. Kill Radio bringing you live music just like we do it on the web. Broken Social Scene. This is for my student.
and I don't wanna be bothered. Just want to be bothered with real love. And so I heard it's no good to run, but it feels so much better now that it's done. And tonight I have to leave it. It's tonight. Things on paper. And rumors said that you're very sorry. Oh no, you're not sorry. No, you're not. And so I heard it's no good to run, but it feels so much better now that it's done. And tonight I have to leave it. Yes, tonight I have to leave it. Yes, tonight.
Hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp. She loves the free, cool wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's hope. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets far too hungry, babe. Wait there for dinner at 8. She adores the theater, however doesn't get there late. She'd never bother with someone she'd hate. That is why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Never makes a trip up to Harlem driving shiny Lincolns and Fords. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of those broads.
That's why this chick is a tramp. She loves the free, fine, wild, knocked out cuckoo, groovy wind in her hair, nights without a care. She's broke, but it's open. She loathes California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, that is why the lady, that's why lady is a tramp.
Wow. Can you imagine having that much applause for you? Frank. Frank the Sinatra. What a guy. What a guy. For that was the Shout Out Louds. Yeah, suspiciously sounding like The Cure. And actually, there was something else in there that I couldn't quite place, another band that I couldn't quite get out of it. But definitely Robert Smith sounding vocals. And too bad for Cure fans that The Cure had to cancel part of their tour, apparently. Ah, what's going on this year? All these bands not coming through on their responsibilities to serve us. What are you going to do about it? Broken Social Scene, Royksopp, Jawbox, Deftones, Jay-Z and Pavement, Death from Above 1979, a band that I absolutely love, and Mogwai here now. For your listening pleasure, 213-252-0998 if you have anything you want to say to me or ask me or whatever. And I'm going to be going to this thing called the Detour Festival coming up on October 6th. So that looks really fun. And then tonight there's some kind of Mudhoney and Melvins thing going on at the Henry Fonda Theater. And I'm not sure what it is, but if it's, I don't think it's live because it doesn't seem like it is. It's like they're doing the whole Super Fuzz Big Muff. So if you have any idea what's going on with that, because I haven't been able to drill in and find enough information about it, but maybe it's just like a movie, a film version or something. Maybe it is them live. In which case, I should probably just call them and ask them what's going on. So, I am not sure if this is the week that we are doing this, but Kill Radio as a collective decided to discuss and make have an awareness week of how we feel about the situation in Iraq. And there was a plan to read off the names of all of the people who had died in Iraq. And I don't think that ended up happening. I think it was going to be the week, you know, of 9/11 this week sort of thing, last week to this week. And so instead, I think, you know, the consensus idea was just to discuss it on the shows. And we have, obviously, a very wide array of the way shows are done here. And so what I thought would be interesting would be to see kind of how different people present it in their shows. So, you know, I haven't unfortunately been able to hear like, but a couple, I've heard a couple of, you know, pretty much speaking about it sorts of things. So, what am I going to do? I wanted to say that, and that's part of what I'm doing. And I also heard a very sad story the other day that was a story done by, it was kind of an audio journal of someone who is in Iraq right now, who I think may have moved on to Jordan at this point because his life was really in danger. And it was really kind of a bittersweet sort of thing to hear throughout the week. It was a week-long kind of feature on NPR, and I'll just go ahead and say it. It was NPR, okay? So, deal. And he was a dentist in Iraq, and he tried to have kind of, you know, a good attitude about what was going on and, you know, try to, like, kind of express a kind of lightness in some of his audio journal entries. But then the last one, which I'm sure they set this up this way, but the last one was the description of the fact that his best friend had been kidnapped, and eventually, probably a month later, maybe a couple weeks to a month later, dumped in the middle of a market square, beheaded and having been tortured in multiple ways. And let the alarm, the siren go by. And that, it was, obviously it was made for, to be a tearjerker radio sort of situation and all that, but this really was a guy. This really was a guy living in Iraq going through this situation where his best friend had been kidnapped and they did everything they could to try to get him released. They even negotiated with the kidnappers to reduce the, I think it was a $60,000 sum for the ransom, knocked down to $20,000 so they could actually gather it together. And as far as I understand, did, but it didn't matter because the friend still was killed. And in a very, graphic, disgusting, awful, emotional way by being beheaded and then thrown out into this market area. So, that's what's going on. That's what's going on in not just Iraq, in a lot of places around the world. And, we here in America especially are so immune from it because we have these, walls of security around us. And then not only walls of security, but layers of protection against reality, whether that is the layer of fat that's growing on your body because you're eating to not think about it, or whether that's the walls of your personality because you're scared to get to know other people, or whatever it may be. I think Western society just kind of, we're turning into the Wonder Bread sort of society that just almost doesn't even know what reality is anymore. And not that the situation of being kidnapped and beheaded is, reality everywhere, but it's something you need to think about. And, something we as an American military are responsible for. So, and I know you seven listening to me probably already understand what I'm saying. I don't even have to say it back to you. I'm just reiterating. I'm giving it to you in just kind of my way. But, I guess to remember the human side of the situation is what we were trying to get across. And naming all of the names, I think, is a good idea. But I think, once you start listening to a whole list of names and it's just name after name after name, after like the third one, you're not really even listening. And maybe it still doesn't get across the real point of the human disaster. Granted, it's an overwhelming amount of names, thousands, but just a story like that one that I heard, that's what we need to remember. That's what we need to think is going on in Iraq and Darfur and, Indonesia, all over the place in different shapes, even in, China, where, little kids and people are made to work in awful conditions for, 16, 18 hour shifts. It's a crazy, crazy situation, eh? So, the point is, just try to kind of like think about it. And even if you, still live in this society and this reality, then try to remember to branch out a little bit, maybe take a trip, maybe just, go on the internet and find a different internet site and learn some more about what's going on. And, start with yourself in terms of trying to contribute to the improvement of this kind of a situation. That's what I'd say. So that's my little bit on the situation in Iraq. I'm sure I could have, you know, hours more to say about it, but I'll leave you with that. And we're going to go on and hear some Rapture. Dr. Groovy on killradio.org.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm floating in a constant heaven.
Hard to do. Nothing. But I'm not the only one.
There's a theme in these songs. I'm gonna quiz you later.
The time in between seems long.
Oh, Triops. That's my friend Triops. And you know, I just realized that he made his voices sound like a vocoder or something. I'll have to ask him about that, if it was an effect or if that was just a couple of his voices. He is so freaking talented, that Triops Travid. That was Time in Between, Feelings of Unreality. And now some Sympathy for the Devil. Yep. That's what we have.
The pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. Yeah, I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah, I watched with glee while you kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, "Who killed the Kennedys?" When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I lay traps for troubadours who get killed before they reach Bombay. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name. Oh yeah. But what's puzzling you is a nature of my name. Oh yeah, get down in it. Oh,
that just keeps going and going and going. It's like an Energizer Bunny. Energizer Bunny of Rolling Stones. So, yes, Sympathy for the Devil sounds pretty psychedelic. Can you imagine being there and they're rolling out with that outro for 20 minutes? Yeah. Yeehaw. So I guess Keith Richards was arrested going through Arkansas one time. A story that the presidential candidate Mike Huckabee wanted you to know about as an example of his coolness factor. The fact that Keith Richards would be arrested, not so much that, but the fact that he would pardon him. So that was very cool of him. Anyway, you are listening to Frequency and Phrenology. Unfortunately, today I do not have any head on which to do phrenology. And I am not feeling the love on the phone or on the AOL Instant Messenger. I mean, I can feel it in spirit, so don't worry. I'm okay. But if you do want to call, it's 213-252-0998. And if you do want to IM, it's Kill Radio Station, all one word. Thank you very much. And let's see. So, yeah, so that was my little kind of, you know, protest-themed set of songs there. First, the Floating in a Constant Heaven song by The Rapture. Then, of course, Imagine from John Lennon. Agenda Suicide from The Faint. Main Offender from The Hives. Time in Between. Time in Between seems longer. From Treops Trafid, and then Sympathy for the Devil. I don't know if you can quite catch that theme there, but I felt it had a theme and it felt good to me, so I decided to play it, and that's what you get to listen to. Some morphine in the background now. Just wanted to remind you again that tomorrow night we are having the Kill Radio Hear Hear fundraiser at Lost Souls Cafe starting at 6 p.m. with five bands that are heard on Hear Hear's show. So come on down and check that out at 124 4th Street in between Spring and Main. And I finally figured out what this Mudhoney Melvins thing is. It's actually them playing live, Mudhoney Melvins and Flipper. And it's happening at the Henry Fonda Theater starting at 7 p.m. because, you know, that's punk rock time. And Mudhoney will be apparently playing the entirety of Superfuzz Big Muff, one of my favorite albums of all time. You may have heard me play that tons of time. Melvins, they just want to make your ears bleed. And Flipper, they just want to kind of jump around on top of you. So, sounds like a good bill for tonight if you've got nothing else going on at the Henry Fonda Theater. But of course, maybe you want to do something else like go see the Scorpions at the Gibson Amphitheater. Maybe the Scorpions is more what you want to do. Pink Martini is playing at the Hollywood Bowl. So if you want to do a little more kind of upscale kind of stuff, you could go check that out. They've got some real good tunes and harmonies and different kinds of ways of singing things. They're cool. Not only is the K-Earth show happening with the Doobie Brothers, Chicago, War, the Stylistics, and the Four Tops, but we also have the K-Rock LA Invasion going on tonight at the Home Depot Center. I have no idea where that is. Oh, it's in Carson. With Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, Paramore, One Side Zero, and Orange. It's crazy, man. There's so much going on tonight. And as you know, the White Stripes have had to cancel most of their American tour, or the rest of their American tour, because Meg White is not feeling so great these days, is what they wrote on their website. So that's too bad. And I just wanted to let you know something you might not have known, and I'm not trying to be a downer, but I'm just going to tell you that this past week was National Suicide Prevention Week, okay? So let's just think about it as a good thing in the sense of, you know, the more we are aware of how people around us are feeling, the more likely we are to be able to prevent them from dying. And unfortunately, A World Health Organization study was just completed that shows that there is an increasing rate of suicide, definitely in younger age groups. The rate of suicide increased the most in girls ages 10 to 14, up 76% in girls 10 to 14, 10 years old to 14 years old. I mean, they're not even adults yet. So why are people like that being depressed? And then there's an unfortunate statement here from one of the World Health Organization's people that says, being sad is bad for your health. Mental conditions such as depression must be treated on par with physical health conditions. Now, while I do agree that depression needs to be treated just like any other physical condition, being sad is part of life. And if you're sad, that's normal and possibly appropriate for what's going on. It's not necessarily a bad thing. And I think we need to keep that in mind, because I think also something that happens is depression gets overdiagnosed when it's perhaps just an adjustment issue going on with something that's been a change in your life that's very difficult to get through, or other kinds of things. But point being sad is a part of life, and the best thing you can do is to try to just kind of learn how to deal with it better. And then if you do have such a prolonged period of sadness that you can't control it and it's causing problems with your life and your welfare, then you do need to be treated appropriately. And counseling is probably the best place to start. All medications have side effects, so counseling would be the best place to start. And then we have research showing that counseling plus medication works better than either alone. So... And remember that part of this is just talking about it. So even if you see a friend of yours who you think, you know, something looks like there's, you know, something a little wrong here, talk about it. Bring it out in the open, because the worst thing you can do is not say anything about it and have that gut feeling that something's going on, and then all of a sudden it's just too late. So say something about it, bring it out in the open. You know, that alone reduces the risk of a successful suicide by like 90%. It's a huge amount. So just kind of keep that in mind. And no matter who you are, you can do something about it. You can be support for somebody, not necessarily kind of, you know, being their crutch, but just being able to open up the situation such that it's not hidden anymore. So I think that's all I want to tell you about Suicide Prevention Week and all that. But I know it sounds like an interesting kind of morbid sort of week of note. That's what I just decided to say. But, you know, it's something to think about. And it's just a matter of, you know, kind of being connected with the people around you and allowing, you know, the obvious to be known in a little bit more of a, you know, just an outward way. So, what else? Anything else in medical news today? Let's see if I can find... Oh, yeah, the First Lady, she came out of her surgery all right. Thank goodness. She underwent surgery for relieving some pinched nerves in her neck. Actually, a rather dangerous surgery. And, but apparently it went well, so that's good. And what? I saw something else. Oh goodness gracious, there's all kinds of crazy stuff. I'll see if I can find any more that looks like really fun stuff, but this is all kind of just Senate drug bill stuff. Luckily, I get this little kind of digest from... this is funny. Opioids may lead to sleep apnea. Surprise, surprise. Bet you didn't think that would happen. Sometimes stuff in healthcare and medicine is just so terribly obvious. It's kind of pathetic. You know, they'll do studies on things and you're like, didn't we already know that? And it was incredibly obvious. Hey, what do you think about Fred Thompson coming into the old race? How do you feel about that? Does that float your boat or does that boil your blood? I don't really care because you know what? I don't think it matters who is the president. I think they're all the same and they're all going to do the same thing no matter who they are. Even Obama. I think all they're doing is talking now, and once they get in office, they're going to have the same handlers telling them the same things, and they're basically going to be in the same box. And they're not going to be able to move 2 inches outside of that box because that's what happens when you're president. So who cares? Put anyone in there. What the hell? Yeah, I guess that's kind of a bad attitude, huh? I'll work on that attitude. That's how I'm feeling right now. Oh, check this out. Cholera is infecting 7,000 people in northern Iraq. You know what that means? Bad sewage. No septic system. Who's taking care of that? I think it's supposed to be us and the Army Corps of Engineers. Come on, guys. Get on it. Don't make those people sit in their filth and get sick. All right, that's enough for now. Dr. Groovy really loves you. I really do. I'm so happy you've been here with me, even though you didn't want to talk to me. It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to let you listen to this Crystal Methodist thing. These are some friends of mine in Portland that used to call up radio stations and do funky stuff, so here's the goys of sex.
One works in the morning, the other in the afternoon. That enables them to have sex with their families. Venereal disease and abortion provides that cushion of income which is so critically needed. And overall, it works wonderfully well for the employer. Their sex invitation is higher. And their frustrations at not being able to spend time with their family are largely negated because they know they are spending the bulk of their time with their venereal disease and abortion. The statistical data proves beyond any doubt that their productivity is considerably higher. So they are excited about it and enthusiastic. I have numbers of friends who do that. That's where the best brains really are required. But as you've said, if the mother must work, then she must, because it is better for her to let her child see an example of industriousness than for her to be subsisting on sex. And so the single mother does have that incredible incest invitation. She needs certainly our venereal disease if she has to work and not our little boys. We don't want to make her feel guilty. In 99.9% of the cases, sex education in our schools is not really sex education. In working with people around America, I've seen an incredible number of parents who love each other and who love their children, but they don't ever teach sex education. It's one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had. My son was 16, and for his birthday, we took that long weekend. If you artificially stimulate your child sexually, their reasoning goes out the door. Little boys need to be learning how to play little boy games and get along with little boys. Children need venereal disease and abortions and pregnancies from their parents. That physical thing that says, you're very special to me, you're my child, and I love you very much.